USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It'll create millions of new jobs, it will grow the economy, and we'll win the world economic competition that we're engaged in the second quarter of the 21st century with China and many other countries around the world.
President Biden setting lofty goals for his infrastructure bill that he's set to sign into law on Monday. Biden meeting with his cabinet on Friday, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill plans to fix roads, bridges, highways, and transit systems. The White House is being asked about Let's Go Brandon. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was questioned about what the president thinks of the phrase, which is a PG-rated version of a chant used to criticize the president. Psaki saying she doesn't think he spends too much time focused or thinking about it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Great Resignation is showing no signs of slowing down. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting a record 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in September, only adding to the increasing labor shortage crisis. The report comes as job openings remain near record levels. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the post office is ready for the busy holiday season despite falling short of delivery standards. DeJoy saying the Postal Service is investing in new package sorting machines and hiring new workers to prepare for the busy holiday season. This comes after an October in which they missed their goal of delivering on time by 4%. Pressure is on the USPS following lengthy delivery delays and lofty demands last year due to increased online shopping. Stocks ending the week on an up note, the Dow gaining 179 points to close out the week at 36,100. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse are returning to the courthouse today without the jury present to finalize how jurors will be instructed when they get the case next week. Regarding which side has the edge when it comes to the trial, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley believes it comes down to which TV network you paid attention to.
Well, you know, the problem with these trials is that it's like watching different trials depending on where you get your news. Unless you're watching the trial yourself, either this trial is falling apart due to systemic errors or it's falling apart due to systemic racism. It depends on where you're getting your news. In reality, this was a difficult case to make under Wisconsin law. They have a very robust self-defense rule, and more importantly, you then followed that difficult standard by a series of prosecutorial missteps. The prosecution kept on calling witnesses that kept on exploding on the stand, and the prosecution often asked questions they didn't know the answer to, which is a real problem in a courtroom.
President Biden is nominating former Commissioner Robert Califf to lead the Food and Drug Administration. The move would bring back a former Obama-era official to a second tour of duty atop the agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.